It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So if you want that perfect tan like the stars, he's the one to see. We'll be right back on E! News. Stay with us.
Okay,
is Jessica Simpson here yet?
Let me check.
Is she on her way?
Hey, guys.
She's left her house.
Okay, let me know when she's pulling in. She's about to pull in.
Is she camera ready?
Is she camera ready?
If she's going to be in hair and makeup for 3 hours, I can't do it. I'm not going to be here. I got to do American Idol. It's live. I got to do it. I got to be there. What are we going to interview her about?
Nothing personal.
No personal questions.
No personal questions. Don't ask her about her sister and her nose job.
No plastic surgery questions. No personal questions.
She doesn't want to talk about her boobs or her father's comments about her boobs.
Great. We'll talk about the Middle East and maybe an idea of an exit strategy. Maybe she has a good pitch. Should I ask her about Korea? Maybe have her point it out to us on a globe? I don't understand the young talent in this town. It doesn't make any sense. I got 4 jobs. Hell, I'm more famous than half the people we talk to anyway. No one stands up. No one has the balls to sit them down and say, look, just cut the shit. But everybody works for them. They're all on the payroll. They're all sucking the dick. Nobody sits them down eye to eye, one on one, and says, cut the shit. And all these stars just f*** it up. That's what they do. They f*** my day up. And it pisses me off. And now I'm sweating.
Okay. You want us to just come and get you when she gets here? You want to head to the green room for a minute? Just chill out?
Yeah.
Okay. You want us to bring you anything? You want some water? You want a cookie?
Cookie, yeah, cookie. Thanks.
Okay, we'll get you a cookie.
Sorry, I'm pissed.
What do we got? Chocolate cake?
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia.
That's good.
A bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Fairbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Swear to God, I'm going to throw up.
How come?
Some first words I say out of this microphone this week, I'm going to throw up. I overate before the show.
I disagree.
I overate before the show. Katie brought in, what the hell were those biscuits?
She brought them from Ohio.
I'm perspiring.
They're sweat biscuits.
Spicy? They're like Ohio-made sweat biscuits that I'm enjoying
Mine
today.
Mine had sausage, egg, cheese, and potatoes.
Oh, my God.
Yours had potatoes on it?
It was great.
What, oh no pasta?
I ate like part of that one. I couldn't do that one. That was like really, that was the amazing heart attack on a biscuit. It was bacon, egg, cheese, and hash browns together on a biscuit sandwich.
And it wasn't just any normal biscuit. It was an enormous biscuit.
The best biscuits in the world. I think she might be right. I would have liked to have them like fresh when they came right out of the oven.
Can you even imagine?
Sure. I reheated mine. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't reheat the other one.
How did you reheat it?
I just devoured it and ate part of it and ate some of the bacon.
Did you warm it?
And then enjoyed a sub.
Did you warm it?
Like 4 minutes before I came to the effing studio. I'm an orca. I'm a pig. I've got issues.
Well, why did you eat the
Subway? I need
Subway.
A trainer.
Why did you eat the Subway sub?
Because I was still hungry.
You were still hungry.
Everybody say it.
I am fat. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
It is Monday, May 19th, 2008. Today on the show,
biscuit.
The hottest thing for dogs, Doga.
Doga.
That's right, yoga for dogs. Ah. We'll talk with instructor Susie. Is that the way she spells it with a Z?
She does.
Susie with a Z.
Titleman.
Tittleman?
Titleman.
Titleman. And I had a professor named Tinkleman. Joe Tinkleman. Hello, Joe, if you're out there, hope you're still alive and I hope
you're
listening.
Medical professor?
No, he was a journalism, journalism professor. Great guy, Joe. Tink is what we called him, Joe Tinkleman.
He invented the leak.
Also today, and I'm excited about this, the original trainer of Preakness winner and maybe Triple Crown winner, Big Brown.
What a great finish to that race. Did you watch the race?
Did you see the aerial photograph?
Yes.
I mean, the aerial videotape?
Mm-hmm. All I saw was the biscuits on the infield.
That was the most amazing. That was the most amazing camera angle when they showed it from above.
Yes,
and you saw that horse and its ability to explode at the Preakness with the black-eyed Susans and everybody drunk wearing the funny hats
you
in the infield.
Who was very excited about it?
Who's that?
NBC's Tom Hammond.
Tom Hammond, a big puker and a big guy. The Preakness were here. There's vomit on the infield here at Pimlico. Everybody's real excited about the fabulous Preakness and Big Brown. We're going to see what Big Brown does. Jeez. But this guy is awesome. This guy's name is Eddie Woods. He has trained, I think, 1 million horses.
Sure.
And this guy, what did he sell the horse for? Like 90 grand or something?
190,000.
190 grand, but still now, what's the horse worth now?
50 million.
Stud fees.
Right. Mm.
$50 million?
Stud.
You're into this. You're into horse racing.
Well, I mean, I was this weekend.
But do you gamble?
She's into stud fees.
No.
Did you just get into it because somebody called you with a booking?
No, I love animals, so I loved watching the races.
His value will increase if he wins the third jewel in the Triple Crown.
Tenfold.
I was on the air when they euthanized Barbaro.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually
cried on the air.
Oh my, it's very sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Would you like to hear my impression of a horse? Who's this? Hold on, I have to turn around. It's the horse. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Huh? I'm here all week.
I just hear Biscuit.
Here are our phone numbers, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. I want to hear today from everybody that's going to be coming to the big shindig on Friday.
Yeah.
I want you bikers to call me because it's like throwing a big personal party, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure you let me know where you're coming from, what you're going to be riding, how many people you're bringing with you
right.
in your posse, in your hog posse, because, ladies and gentlemen, the extended forecast is incredible for Hogfest 2008. It's going to be bigger than anything you've ever heard, and I want to see you there, baby. I'm a little excited about Hogfest. It is so exciting.
It shows.
We are going to have a barbecue from, what's the place that's providing the barbecue?
Just in Time.
I don't have my card, so I'm just doing this off the top of my head right now. It's going to be Just in Time Barbecue.
Nice.
We're going to have motorcycles on display from Patriot Harley Davidson. What's the name of the other place that's going to have it, Beth Ann?
Crazy Jane's.
Crazy Jane's is going to have their big...
They're going to have a custom cycle out.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh,
it's
right there. You go, right there.
Will Jane actually be here?
There Crazy Jane?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Let me tell you what's going to be coming up. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McGee. Oh,
wrong
that's
card.
The wrong card. Hold it. I'll get it. I got it right here.
There somewhere.
Get
there.
To know me. Hold on a second.
Hogfest
2008 right here. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a gorgeous day. 75 degrees, bright sunshine. Good times had by all. Come on down in your leathers. Bring your big old hog, fire it up, and have a good old time.
Get your motor running.
Probably one of the easiest songs to talk up in the history
good.
Of the year. So I really want to hear from everybody that's going to be participating in Hogfest. 877-365-3636. That's what I want to talk about today, mm-hmm. along with about 3 million other things that are very important.
Please,
but now that I've got my card,
take notes.
Let me do this properly. Here
yes,
we go.
I'm ready.
In 3, 2, 1. It's Hogfest 2008. Oh, you have the music with the
well,
thing.
I usually let it establish.
You know, you wouldn't work at WABC because the ABC guy goes, he points, and that's as soon as you get your music. Now, I have a question for you, Rob Spiewak.
Yes, Mike O'Mara.
Are the motorcycles and the music synchronized?
Get your motor running.
A little bit.
So, like, is it a separate volume control?
They're separate.
All right.
That's how we do things at the mighty WABC.
As I was choking up biscuits here, let me tell you something about Hogfest 2008. Barbecue hot dogs from Just in Time Catering. Music from the Bad Influence Band. What kind of band is this? We haven't really talked a lot about it.
Southern rock band.
Southern rock, perfect.
Neoclassical.
Perfect for the event. Demonstrations by Motorcycle Riding Concepts. These are the best motorcycle riders in the world. They're going to train Buzz Burbank. Once again, Buzz learned to ride with me, but then I got into it, and Buzz kind of didn't pursue it as much. So Buzz is really back to kind of being beginner stage.
It's been a while, yeah.
And they're going to get Buzz up on the bike and do some training.
It's a great idea.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have prizes and displays from Patriot Harley-Davidson, Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles in Chantilly.
Cool.
We will have competitions for the hottest biker chick, the scariest biker, the king of queens, that's the most beastly man with the loveliest lady,
uh-huh.
the biggest piece of S-bike, and, of course, best in show. In case of rain, there will be an announcement made by noon on Friday. But
wow.
I think...
it's going to be nice.
Knock on wood. I was watching Tom Curine today. And Tony Perkins, too. And they both told me the forecast is looking very good. Let's get right to it. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Getting set for Hogfest 2008, baby. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good.
It says here on my computer, you're John, not Jim.
I'm sorry. Misspoke.
That's okay, Jim. What are you going to be riding to the big Hogfest 2008 on Friday?
Harley Softail Deuce.
Oh, Softail Deuce, baby. Can I have any bitch on the back of it?
Nah, it's a single-seater, sorry.
Single-seater. That's okay. You sound awfully mellow. Are you getting excited about it?
I will be.
Yeah, good stuff. What time? You get here early, will you, my friend?
Okay.
Okay, that's Hogfest 2008.
Excellent.
Be there. Aloha. Let's take another call. This gentleman's name is Luth. Luth, where are you calling from?
It's Luther.
Okay, I guess Joe's just having a Monday. Joe plugged my headphones into the wrong
Luth
thing.
Luth, for short. I'm sure they've made friends.
Joe, it's Monday Joe, yeah, all the way. Hey, Luther, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
You going to be coming down to Hogfest 2008?
I'm bringing the crew with me.
Tell me about you. That's what I want to hear about. I want to hear about the you know, the gang.
Like a cleaning
gangs.
Crew?
I'm not asking for the Hells Angels. Please, I am not doing this. Could be ugly.
You know what, Mike?
Altamont! Let's have
them work security.
Nor are we going to turn them away if they show up.
No, absolutely not.
The gates are open.
Luther, tell me about your hog crew that you're bringing down to Hogfest 2008.
It's just me and the boys. We've been getting together, riding for a couple years now. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How many bikers in your posse?
There's about 12 of us now.
Oh, yes. That's what
wow.
I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
This is going to be my moment. Excuse me. I'm salivating. I'm very excited
you
about
are.
Today's show. The
I've
voices
never
come
you.
Back uh-huh. a
I'm
little bit.
Excited.
Sound
I'm
good.
I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here
and
with all
full.
Of you. And I'm well fed. 12 bikes. Yes, go ahead, Luther.
I'm bringing a special bike with me this year.
What are you bringing?
That's the 2008 Beth Ann McBride.
That's good. Luther, you're not pulling my leg. You're really coming, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, good stuff. We'll see you there, Luther. Thanks for calling, okay?
Hasn't been ridden in 11 years.
13, I thought.
That's right. Whatever it is.
13 years.
You should see the headlights.
Yeah. Rob, would you get on a motorcycle?
Sure.
On Friday?
Sure. I am hoping someone with a sidecar shows up.
Rob.
Yeah, but think
that's
of the,
like me getting into a sidecar.
Think of the funny.
The funny would be great.
The funny would be good.
Do you think you could fit into a sidecar?
I think some of me could fit into a sidecar.
General Borkhardt gets into the sidecar.
And she had a sandwich in the car.
She had a sandwich in the car.
I will get on a bike and I will try not to kill myself or others.
Good. Let's go to
Thank
Norman.
You, Buzz.
Hello, Norman. Where are you calling from? Hello? Norman?
No, yeah, this is Norman.
Hi, Norman. Where are you calling from?
I can't tell you. I'm just, all I can tell you is I'm with the Mongol biker group. And
the Mongols.
Three of us are coming down.
Oh, dear God in heaven. The Mongols.
Is that a...
Yes, the Mongols are a known biker group.
Okay.
Are they tough?
Hells Angels, pagans, all that. No, we're having a friendly biker get-together. You know, people are coming to Washington, D.C.
From all over
the United States.
Mm-hmm,
that
sure.
is what happens on Rolling Thunder weekend.
Right.
It's the Ride to the Wall. It's the big tribute to the Vietnam veterans.
Your brother.
And other veterans mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And it's an awesome event. I did it for the very first time last year. I rode to the wall. I have never, ever, I never thought you'd be on the back of a motorcycle and feel as patriotic as you ever feel in your life. We're going down. Did I ever tell this story on the air? I think I probably did.
You did.
We got up early in the morning, and the state police were out in front of us, mm-hmm. and they shut down Route 66 that goes into Washington, D.C. from Virginia. And so all you had was double lines of bikes mm-hmm. riding into town, and there was a guy in full-dress Marine uniform as we got close to D.C., right about Arlington. And he's standing there Aww. At attention with full salute as the bikers were. And that just moment was, you just can't argue it.
It's awesome.
It sounds, it might, to relay it, it might sound a little jive, but it was not. It was the most amazingly patriotic moment I've ever had. And everybody, it's all about, you know, respecting the people that have given their lives for their country. And it's a wonderful, and that's what is Memorial Day. More than that, and it was so
that
much fun.
That is Memorial Day.
So, you know, this is going to kick it off, hopefully, in a very fun way with people that listen to this show, and they're going to come down here Friday, and we're going to have a blast. And the weather, at least at this stage of the game, you know, I don't trust five-day forecast to save my ass, but I will tell you that I do think we're going to have some decent weather, because what I heard was extended dry spell. You think I'm ramped up enough?
You're excited.
Wait till the carbs crash.
And we lose you.
We'll be here for you.
That'll
when
be
that happens.
That'll be midway through this break.
I don't think there's any carbs in a hash brown sandwich.
No
I think you're going to be okay here.
No fat either.
No.
Dennis from, where are you from in Maryland, Dennis?
I'm from La Plata.
You're from La Plata. You riding in from La Plata?
I'll be actually riding from work. I work in Bethesda.
Awesome, man. And wow. What kind of bike do you have?
I'm an 08 Ultra Classic.
Oh, great. We'll get here early. We're looking forward to a big day with live music and plenty of food and lots of biker chicks. And
sounds
you can watch
great.
You can watch Rob and Buzz and myself fall off our bikes.
Better.
I think the guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts are going to do this. They're going to treat us to differing degrees of difficulty.
Uh-huh.
And then we should make incredibly spectacular asses of ourselves. Dennis, you worked on my mojo there. I was trying to talk up the record. What did you want to say?
I said you're not a real biker until you've fallen off.
That's true. I've got almost 5,000 miles on mine.
I've been down twice. I've been riding for over 30 years.
Have you laid yours down at any point?
Not this one.
Oh, good, good. Well, look forward to nobody laying it, keeping the rubber on the road, right, being down here. It should be a lot of fun.
My skills test will involve getting on the bike.
Yes. Yes. Maybe we could bring a pony down for Rob.
Maybe a pony would be nice. Anything that pony. Just a running start, do you think?
We list everything for Hogfest 2008. And a pony for Rob Spiewak. You know what? You know, throw caution to the wind. I'd like to get Rob a pony.
It's a shame.
Why couldn't we put a pony in the front of the?
It's a shame you sold yours, Mike.
I'd be spooked by the bikes, probably.
Yeah. See, my pony when I bought what the hell was the name of that?
Hershey.
Thing? Hershey the pony. When I was the divorced father trying too hard, right, and I bought Hershey the pony. Hershey the pony was like almost the size of a real horse. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the pony that you think like at the carnival, you know, where you do the pony rides, right, and all that. And it certainly wasn't the size of Big Brown.
No.
Certainly not.
My God.
How much did you sell Hershey for?
I don't remember.
Stud fees?
I think the ex-wife handled that, okay, that transaction.
Sorry.
I think it was one of those things that I've done throughout my divorce time, which is, yeah, okay.
But Hershey was
That's
never...
That's the answer I give. Yeah, okay.
Hershey mm-hmm. was never served at your restaurant.
No, not at all. We may have served, you know. Look, Rob, my meat is as good as my purveyor's. Okay. Thank you very much.
I've always
Excuse
said
me.
That.
My meat was as good as my purveyor's. If they happened to slip some, you know, something in there that I said was veal and maybe had some sort of canine background,
sure,
there's nothing I could have done. There's
I'm
really
sure.
nothing I could have done.
I'm sure I ate horse the last time I was in France.
Ah, yes, France. Well, they know how to make the sauces.
Mm-hmm. This needed something besides a sauce.
Oh, if you put a good sauce on anything, you could make horse
then
meat.
Then just bring the sauce.
Horsey sauce.
I'd eat horse.
I know I did.
I would eat horse. What the hell's the problem? It's like...
This steak was not shaped like any steak.
I wouldn't eat horse.
You'd eat horse if you had to.
Yeah, you
sure
would.
How different can it be from beef, really?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or deer or anything.
It eats grass. You know, it's got skinnier legs, but that's about it. You know, it's the same kind of thing.
Make you run faster.
Oh, man.
We're here for you, Mike.
It's a biscuit Monday.
Let's 877-365-3636. Let's go to Kevin in Orlando. You have a question for Rob, Kevin?
Yes, Rob. Yeah, you said you were going to see The Exorcist. Did you ever see it?
I ordered it from Amazon. It should be here any day.
Why do you want to know, Kevin? Is it important to you? That scares me, that question.
He said he was going to see it by the end of the weekend. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you know what I did, Kevin? I lied. I lied to you, and I lied to Mike, to everybody.
Calm down, Rob. Pull him off. Pull him off the collar. Pull Rob Spiewak off the collar.
I gave what I thought was a very pleasant answer, and he kept picking.
You tried.
Is it the truth?
It is the truth.
Okay.
Did you watch anything this weekend?
I watched
that
a lot
was like
of things.
Current.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
That's a good one.
That's what he watches.
Yeah.
Oh, you?
Well,
hey, excuse me. You're not able to comment on that
I
after
know.
What's Up, Doc? Did we ever figure out the year that What's Up, Doc was actually made?
I think it's 1970. I can check real quick.
That's about right.
70. What's Up, Doc? Is that Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neal?
Yeah. I love it.
I mean, couldn't you have even picked a Barbara Streisand movie that had a little bit more zing to it? Are there any that do, though?
Yentl.
Yentl.
The Main Event.
The Way We
Funny
Were.
Girl.
The Main Event. That sucks.
Is What's Up, Doc the one where she wears the Superman shirt?
Mm.
Or is that A Star Is Born? I think that's A Star Is Born.
What's Up, Doc, 1972, directed by, a friend of the show, Peter Bogdanovich.
Did she bang him? Wasn't she banging him at the time?
He banged everybody.
Let's assume.
Oh, you know else?
You know what I remember about Peter Bogdanovich? Directed, I believe, The Last Picture Show.
Yep.
Yes.
Sybil Shepherd
right.
at like
nice.
18.
Skinny
topless on a diving board.
Very nice. Enough to take away from the fact that also naked in the scene
hey,
was
Rob,
Randy Quaid.
You wanted a sidecar?
Yes.
We got a sidecar. Hello, Greg. Where are you calling
from? I'm calling from Manassas, gentlemen. How are you today?
You're coming to a hog fest, Greg?
Oh, definitely. Got to be there.
You bringing a gang with you?
Negative, just me.
And you do have a sidecar on your bike?
Yeah, and Mike, I would be honored if he was to take it for a ride, too.
Okay, all right.
So you'll drive it and I'll be in the sidecar?
I'll drive it and Rob will be in the sidecar.
I smell publicity cute. Picture.
Get ready for the internet. Get ready to put that up about as soon as it happens. Greg, we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Well, hey, Mike, just let you know, it's a 1932 Harley sidecar.
Oh, that's
cool.
Awesome.
Wow. Is that good?
And right. it's not a foot shift, it's hand shift.
Okay, so it's so you have to shift with your hand. We could be killed, Rob.
It'll be fine.
All right, that's good. Do you think I'll be able to, like, learn how to drive it?
Oh, it's easy. If you can drive a car, you can drive this bike.
Okay, well, we look forward to having you come down. And, you know, when we see the 1938 Harley, we'll know it's you.
Definitely. See you then, guys.
Thanks, Greg. Cool,
thanks.
Just
That'll
for a cool. look ahead to what I'll look like in that sidecar, mm-hmm. you ever look at a muffin coming out of the muffin paper and it just sort of spills out yes. on all sides? Look for that.
With me at the controls.
With no top. Helmet, just goggles
how
on
exciting.
You.
How exciting. Charles from D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing,
hey,
Charles?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
How you doing? What's up?
Man. Oh, man. I love the new show, man. I love it. I'm listening to it, man.
Thank you, Charles. Great.
Anyway, have you heard about that whole Huckabee joke there?
No, you know, I heard about it, and then I heard, and then it went away.
We have it in the audio vault.
We have it in the audio vault today. Should we, is that worth commenting on, or we should grab, because I didn't hear
you
it,
You
want
to hear
Rob.
It? I'll play it for you.
Charles, we're going to play that. Stay on the line here, because we're going to play that. I did not hear it. Did he step on it? Did he make some stupid comment?
It's not funny.
Okay.
I know that.
Is this where he's making an assassination joke?
Yes.
All right, hold on. We're
going
to play
it. Mike Huckabee?
Oh, Mike Huckabee, okay. Former Republican candidate.
And this would be at the NRA convention, apparently, over the weekend.
Of course.
In Louisville.
First, shocker.
First cut is the joke itself. Then we have McCain. I'm sorry, Huckabee's apology.
All right.
Not there.
Not that.
But the reality is, and I'm worried because, frankly, that was Barack Obama. He just tripped off a chair. He's getting ready to speak, and somebody aimed a gun at him, and he dove for the floor.
Oh, my God.
Un-effing believe. This is a guy that ran for president.
Yeah.
This is a guy that ran for president. It's the first time I've heard it, so I'm reacting to it. Excuse
That's
me.
Fair.
How stupid. Then, of course, he apologizes.
I think this is from Meet the Press.
It was a dumb, off-the-cuff remark. There was a Bobby Knight incident going on backstage with a chair that fell, made a terrible noise, distracted the crowd.
A Bobby Knight incident?
For it immediately. And no way. Tim, anybody who knows me knows that I would never, ever try to inject something like that to create an endangered moment for any candidate. I don't care who it is. And, it wasn't the first dumb thing I've ever said. And let me go ahead and announce in this program, it won't be the last dumb thing I've ever said. I'm sure I'll make other comments. I mean, we all in politics
all right.
do. Ronald
okay.
Reagan
okay.
had an
I can't
open
stand
mic
him. I can't stand him. I can't.
Huckabee.
Mike O'Mara. Be grateful. Be grateful, America. Okay. I mean, there was a time they were talking about that guy.
He was
maybe
also,
being the candidate.
He was making
know?
A pitch over the weekend to be McCain's vice presidential candidate.
Well, that's a super idea. Uh-huh. Let's bring Huckabee in there. You know what? I really have to say this. Mm-hmm. The people that I talk to that make those comments about Barack Obama and assassination and that type of crap that you hear, they're the same people that I hear say the thing, well, you know, he's Muslim.
Yeah.
It seems to be the same similar mindset that you have. You know, I
funny
mean,
how that works.
It's
isn't it?
Very, very strange and a little scary too. So anyway, it's disturbing. We got a call. I want to get back to a lighter subject if
yes,
we
please.
Can.
Can we?
Bill from Reno, you have something about Rob?
Yeah, I want to know if he's gonna wear a Nazi helmet when he gets in the sidecar.
You gonna wear a German helmet when you're
I have
riding?
None.
You don't?
I have none.
You never got the one that Don was going to get you?
No, remember the whole sale fell through.
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah.
That is true.
What I'd
a drag.
Like ideally is something from World War I with a spike on it. So if anyone out there listening.
Sits on the top of your head.
Think of the title card from Hogan's Heroes.
Sits on the top of your head like a thimble.
Exactly.
Chris, you're on the air. How you doing, Chris?
Colonel, not enough, eh?
Very good. Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Rob, I wanted to get a prediction from you.
Okay.
Elvis Presley's macrame belt is on Antiques Roadshow tonight. What do you think it's going to go for?
Is it the macrame belt that he wore on stage in like 69 and 70?
God, you like that guy on the Today Show today.
If that's the one, I'm guessing Antiques Roadshow, I guess they go between 20 and 25 grand. It's not jewel.
God.
Okay, Rob says between $20,000 and $25,000. We'll all be checking in to see if that's true.
Well, some of us will.
You old queen.
Antiques Roadshow.
Antiques Roadshow. My father watches.
Macrame. That's like needlepoint, right?
No, it's weaving, sort of.
A woven belt?
But you see, it's a very notable belt among Elvis files because it's very recognizable.
Red light city gonna set my heart on fire.
Hey.
Incidentally, everybody, for Friday's show, dress bikey.
Okay.
No what is bikey?
What do you think?
Jeans.
Well, it's different for
More
a boy than
just
a girl,
jeans.
Isn't it, Mike?
What, now,
a leather
what
jacket.
Is the what is the sigh for?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I have anything bikey.
You do have any? Do you have anything like non-corduroy?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll wear that.
Maybe you could. Maybe like you could talk to the people down there and get like nice leather jacket type stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you look like now I've just, you're crestfallen now. Why
no,
are you crestfallen?
I'm not crestfallen.
How was your weekend, Bethany?
It was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
You do anything exciting?
Not really.
But it was good.
It was good.
Was it restful?
It was.
You get some rest?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
Care to elaborate?
I did my laundry. I came to work.
She didn't do anything.
No, she emailed me show-related stuff at dinner time last night.
All right, we're going to get to that later in the show. We're going to discuss something that I think is long overdue on this program, and that, of course, is your love life. God, the carbohydrates have really...
is the discussion...
You were right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, I mean, between the carbs kicking in and talking to you. All right, let's go to Dave in Tahoe. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, let's liven this show up, Dave.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is for Rob. This is under collectibles on Craigslist in the Reno, Tahoe area.
Yes.
Okay. It said, claiming to be an Elvis booger. There's a little story with it.
Oh, sure. It says,
His grandmother worked at Graceland, and Elvis would put boogers on his headboard, and she scraped it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not true.
Oh, how do you know it's not true?
Because they don't let staff up to his bedroom.
Well, no, if it was a maid or something like that.
He said grandmother.
Maids talking.
I don't believe it.
Couldn't they do a DNA check on it?
They could.
Put a little water on it?
You'd have to go swab LMP.
Hydrate it.
Make it moist again.
You'd have to give LMP a swab.
Who's LMP?
Lisa Marie Presley.
LMP. Can you imagine that? Just go. How do you like to be the guy that has to ask Lisa Marie about that when I'm walking up to her? Excuse me, Lisa Marie. Listen, there is a man downstairs. He is claiming to have one of your father's
dad's boogers.
He would like you to give a DNA swab so is that you can find out if it is real. Would you mind, darling? I've got the cotton swab right here.
He
is just outside in the lobby with the booger.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
I don't know. That sounds like crap to me. No, not crap, darling. It's a booger.
We can market it.
Jorge.
George.
I have been reviewing the podcast from Friday.
Oh, it's my Jorge.
Hello. Jorge.
I defend the head of Sven Lloyd.
Oh, it's a jealousy thing happening.
Yeah, well, Sven Lloyd works here at the station, Jorge, and he did profess his love for Buzz Burbank.
I will rip his tongue out by the roots.
That sounds like it might be a fun activity for you. Have you said hi to Buzz? He's right here, Jorge.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Jorge. How are you?
Jorge, sounds like you've got a little problem with your phone today.
I have missed you, darling. I am on my mobile phone.
We've missed you as well.
Well, Jorge, we've got to go. Anything you'd like to say to Buzz before we let you go?
I will be waiting at Assateague Island.
Oh, I'll see you at Assateague.
Thanks for calling, Jorge. Let's go to Brett in Sacramento. Hi, Brett. How are you?
I think Beth Ann should wear Daisy Dukes and a halter top.
Oh, yeah.
For biker day.
Yeah,
but
nice.
I was going to wear.
You know what? She can wear whatever the hell she wants. And, of course, if you're coming from Sacramento, you've got to start right now. Should we have a prize?
I started yesterday.
Should we have a prize for the driver's license from the furthest distance away or for the person that travels the furthest distance?
What kind of prize?
I don't know.
This $5 bill thing again like you did for?
No.
Okay.
This is a real serious deal.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Do you know that? You just make that sound. You make me sound so uncreative. Is this like that thing you did again?
That's not how I meant it.
How about this?
I know. You don't. You subconsciously, you are sabotaging me again.
How about 10 cents a mile?
10 cents a mile.
We can map quest.
That's like power of 10.
All right, 25 cents a mile.
Yeah, 12. Isn't it 12 cents
no,
a mile?
No, I'm just excited. I would be very.
I know someone coming from Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, do you really?
I do.
Who?
Tab Patterson.
Tab Patterson. Tab Patterson
has been in touch with me, and he got his Honda out, and he washed it, and he waxed it, and he's coming up from Kentucky.
Tab Patterson
is making the drive.
Kentucky would be good. Yeah, I was thinking Kansas.
Yeah. Why Kansas?
And let me tell you why. I'm not saying they come in for this event. Mm-hmm. They're coming for the entire
thunder,
weekend.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah.
All over
you know,
the
that
country.
Would be. And I would like to hear from you also if you're coming from a long distance. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very excited about this. This is almost as exciting to me as yoga for dogs. It really
coming
really
together nicely.
Apples and oranges, Mike.
Now, Beth Ann, we're going to talk later in the show about your love life, but this guy here says former friend, not boyfriend, former friend of Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, hi.
Former friend.
Hello, former friend of Beth Ann McBride. You're on the air.
Hello?
Tom?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, baby cakes.
How are you?
Wow.
Good.
Did I get you? I did.
I'm sorry.
Good.
That was very cruel of me. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
How are you, Tom? It was fun being on your show the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you coming to the big event?
Yep, I'm coming to the big event.
You gonna be riding a motorcycle?
I'll be there.
You will.
I'll be there. You know who's getting some roses?
Who's getting roses?
Beth Ann McBride.
Isn't that nice?
That's very nice. What are you getting her roses for, Tom?
She's my girl.
Good idea now, Tom.
He's got new goods. It's a good idea.
That's really good.
You know.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wait, Charlie.
You know. Yeah,
that luggage.
Oh, anyone out there listening.
That luggage holds more clothes.
Tom,
now.
We got to go.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here yet.
Charlie is too.
No, Charlie, Charlie can't come and play. No, Charlie's still sick.
Charlie's not sick.
Charlie's just getting over a very nasty throat cold.
Tom, didn't you hear what happened last week?
What happened?
Doctors had to remove Charlie's neck.
No, he did not.
That's true.
No, he did not.
Roar like a monster. Tom, we have to go. There he goes.
And he's gone.
He's out of there.
Always hits that button, though.
Ryan from Sacramento, you have a call from Ms. McBride?
I certainly do. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
I love when people call you Beth.
You know, Beth Ann, we're on a first-name basis, and you know what? A lot of people give you a hard time, but I know if it's been 13 years, you got to take your time and do it slow. You need somebody to really sweet talk you.
Right.
Ryan, would that somebody be you?
I am so ready for you, Beth. And I looked at the before and after picture on the website, and I don't know which one I like better.
Well, listen to
Ryan,
that.
Ryan, if you are going to date our own Beth Ann McBride, we'd have to get a little information about you.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give mine an open book.
Okay, your vital statistics. How old are you, Ryan?
I'm 34 years old.
34, Beth Ann, too young, or
That's
is that
fine.
Good for you?
That's right.
That, she said that would be fine. Height and weight there, Ryan?
Oh, a trim, athletic, 5'10 and a half, 175.
That's svelte.
Oh,
that's in good shape.
Yeah.
Do you work out on a regular basis, Ryan?
I do. I run a few miles about three times a week.
Well, hell, I don't want Beth Ann to have you. I want to do you. Anyway.
Well, that could be real good. I could go for that, too.
That's fantastic. Oh, you sound like an open-minded guy, Ryan.
What level of education did you achieve, Ryan?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
We got kind of a little adult superstore, school to finish high school. But I officially do have a diploma. It's just not a real fancy one on the expensive paper.
Was it from a school in the Caribbean?
No, it was from a school in a bad neighborhood with a whole bunch of adults that did drugs on the breaks.
The password is equivalency.
Equivalency test. You know what? I've checkmarked all these. You are a perfect candidate for our own Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, you know what, Beth Ann? I know they pay you good. How about this? I'll work a decent job. I'll make a modest living. And with the money you make there, you can take care of me so very well.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Perfect.
Instantly, one final question. How would you treat m'lady on an evening out?
You know what? I would treat her as if every moment was the most precious moment of my life. How's that sound, Beth Ann?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan.
That's
the lying alert went off, and we had to cut you off.
Aww.
He was lying the whole time. Very unfortunate.
Oh, no.
Everything.
He was fat, and he had a master's degree.
It's 13 years, though, we're talking, right? 13 years? So it's been since you left, nothing has changed.
No.
Right? Okay. That's very important to me as we get things going. I'm very curious in improving your lot in life, Beth Ann McBride. So stay tuned for that. We're gonna be taking care of that.
Did you have any interest in breeding with Ryan?
The guy on the phone? No.
If you two bred, I think you could have the next Triple Crown winner. I really do think that would happen.
Really big brown.
Coming up on the show, we're going to debut a new feature that I just invented called The Bitch List. Yes, The Bitch List. And, of course, more fun and more thrills and the very first buzz of the afternoon coming up on The Big Show. We'll be right this after that.